Often someone will want information from you before they choose to do business with you. But here's what's interesting. If you offer the information, they'll often skip the information altogether and go straight to the product. So you need to create a, most of the time, you need to create a low risk way for customers to interact with you. Okay? A low risk way for customers, and you are trying to take the risk out of it for them. Because actually, believe it or not, what's the most precious commodity in the world?
Time.
Yeah, time. So you go, I don't know you from Adam, I don't know who you are, and then I'm gonna ask you to come spend an hour with me. I don't know who the hell you are. I haven't seen one of your videos. I haven't seen any testimonials. And now I'm going to drive in my car and spend some time with you and pay you money. Like, it's crazy. And that's what the book Selling the Visible talks about. You know, what's interesting, Selling the Visible being selling a service. What's interesting about selling a service is when you sell a car, it's so tangible. New car smell. You know, you've got like, look how nice the hubcaps are. Look how nice the wheels. Look at, like, you can feel it, you can touch, you can feel it, you can see it. Now, service-based businesses are so funny. If you go for a haircut, you pay for the haircut before you know what it looks like. So, like, there's no, what's the product? You don't even know what you're gonna get. And you pay for the product. So trust is huge in that process. We're part of selling that environment. So you said it's more relationship than anything you're selling, really. We know that there's miracles in chiropractic when they're under care, but before that, like, you're just building relationships. The other thing about a service-based business is if it goes wrong, if the Mercedes-Benz doesn't perform like it is, it's a shit Mercedes-Benz. When it's a service-based business, if they don't get what they want, it becomes personal very quickly. Because it is personal, like they actually bought you. They didn't actually buy the product, they bought you because they didn't know what the product was before they paid. Some of the clients have paid you loads of money and they've never had a chiropractic adjustment. So then when it doesn't work, it is you really. So it's an interesting industry when it comes that way. Okay, so this is marketing. You need to make it easy for people to make a series of micro commitments with you. So it's like, hey, I'm going to pass you, one of the quickest ways, quickest things you can do in your practice is start giving out a brochure when someone walks in. You can say, I've got a brochure, let me send it to you. Can we grab your email address? Now you've got the emails, and now you can converse with them over time. So how many of you have do you have a CRM? I almost caught it. What CRM do you use? CRM is a customer relations management system. Mm. What do you guys use?
FusionSoft.
Yeah, we use FusionSoft. Do you have one?
No.
No.
Touch is in my software, but I don't have any kind of customer relations.
Cool, and then yourselves? Emails?
For V-Wave, because you can do campaigns on V-Wave.
Okay, so, Chuck, like, that's the thing, is the reason that oftentimes we feel like we have to go for the kill or something like that because we don't have any system to follow up on them, send them emails, etc. So the quickest thing you can do, so first of all, you guys understand this process is that you have to create a low risk, value-based interaction with people that can start a relationship. So I will normally ask, if I've got a room of people that are doing business with me, so my last mastermind, I don't know, 70, 80 people in the room. We're like, how many people in this room have got anything for free from me before? Actually, interestingly, in this room, how many of you have downloaded anything from me? How did you start your relationship with me? And you downloaded something for free? Did you?
Yeah.
You?
Sorry,
yeah, you might have, but I also gave away something free from stage.
Yep.
Sure.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Every person in this room is here because I gave you something for free. Yep. And we started a relationship. I wouldn't have been able to email you if I didn't have your stuff, but we connected on Facebook. But every room I go to, and like 70 people in the room, all paying me, I'm like, how did we start? Like, no one wants to do this, and then I go, okay, great. So like, do you guys think like that your clients are like less, like are not gonna do this because you do it? And like, so then why would you say that they're not gonna do it, you know? So free information. I'll give you some examples of that in a moment. So the easiest way is to offer them information in exchange for their contact details for you to send it to them. So one of the quickest tractions I can help practices with is, like, instead of that big brochure of all the services you have, whatever it is at the front desk, be like, just you've got a whole bunch of information. I'll give you some ideas now, and then, cool. Let me just send it to you. What's your email address? So it look like we've only got one copy here. We normally just email it to you, and then you can grab this. So all those people that walk in and they're like, want to know more information, just like you, and then normally what we do is we don't bless you. We think we have to close them into an examination right there and then, but then if you grab their details, you will have a pre-written series of 20 emails or something like that, or 5 emails that at least gets them through the process and calls. I'll give you the basic structure in a moment. This is called education-based marketing. So you're going to first give value, if you will, educate, and the easiest place to start is like free reports. Free reports still have a place. I'll tell you guys. I'll show you my stats, my website. They're outdated stats, but they're still pretty impressive. They're much more impressive now. So your job is to create a bridge. Information is the bridge. So it's like, so Chuck, do you remember what did you get from me for free first?
Just a free little snippet about something you were doing, some little teaching on something.
Yeah. So then, so for you, for like, and everyone's like buying journey is different. To bridge that gap between, say, paying money, it would be, I needed some more information. Here's what's interesting. I'm almost guarantee you never actually consume the content.
I've heard you teach on some of the similar things several times over. Repetition.
Yeah.
So some of the same stuff here.
Tonight, yeah. So what? But the thing you downloaded first. Here's what's interesting. If you offer information, if you don't offer information of something, often someone will want information from you before they choose to do business with you. But here's what's interesting. If you offer the information, they'll often skip the information altogether and go straight to the product. So often it'll be like, if you don't have information, they'll want it. They'll be like, what do you mean you don't have, like, oh no, we've got a whole bunch of catalogs of all things that we look after here. Here's information on this, here's information on this, here's information on this. Here's information on, like, even this, like, if I don't have, like, in business, if I don't have, it's like, are you real, like, if I don't have at least this, describing new patient avalanche, like, and all that process, like, are you the real deal, you know, like, whatever, like, if I don't at least have this, to go through. So information is often the bridge that'll help someone start a relationship with you. And the interesting thing about it is most of the time no one reads the information. So if you're freaking out about, oh, I need to be perfect of the information, like most of the time they don't read it, and they go straight to the product or service or go straight to you. Like, you could go, oh, I've got whole information, a whole bunch of stuff that we can help you with. Yeah, cool, email it to me. 90% of the times they won't even read it, but they'll feel confident because you have it. So that's the conundrum in the marketplace when it comes to information. So your job is to create as many bridges as possible. Here's an example of, this is what I told you. If you don't offer information, they'll want it before they do business with you. If you offer it, they'll skip the information altogether and go straight to the product. Make sense? So at least have it to go, what do you look after? Like, we'll offer this. Like, do you have any information on what you work with? Yeah, I've got a whole thing of like 15 things you can do at home before you even come to see me, and then like 15 like things we can help you with. I'll send it to you. No problem, like whatever, and then you start that relationship, right? So this is what it looks like. It's like you've got like direct mail or website or postcard, swapped information, and then you can send more information via post, you can send more emails, you can phone them. As long as you get the information, and it's all intertwined, and then they become a patient, and then they give you money, and then they drop out of care, and then they go phone call, email, information, right? And then they give you money, and then they drop out of care, and then it's information, and you understand?
Is that all stuff that you recommend be covered by a CRM?
Yeah, so you need a CRM to do it.
What ones do you recommend?
We use Infusionsoft. The learning curve is very steep,
yeah.
But it's robust.
Yeah, the ones you like.
It's the one that we can help you with the most because we use it. So, and then people say, like, what should we do? I'll say Infusionsoft because we use it. My team can help. Anyone on my team can help you with it. So that's a cool place to start. So we started the process of becoming Infusionsoft certified. So we were going to actually help, and we've actually got when there's a certain level, our done for you level, we have a done for you level, and I'll show you some of the results of that, but we actually can drop campaigns within your app. So like already done emails and all that stuff's done. So these are forms of bridges. Now information comes in different ways. So this is what happens. This is what happens when you've got lots of information. The telephone call happens. Oh no, I'm not ready to come in yet. Oh awesome, can I send you some information? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Oh, information's not right for you? Oh, we've also got a health talk coming up this Wednesday about X, Y, and Z. People come all the time, we put in a free dinner for you. Would you like to come to that? No, actually, that's not perfect for me. Oh, cool. And the other thing, a lot of people, when in your case, are often quite skeptical, not sure what to do, and they don't want to waste the time to come down. So we've actually got even a free telephone consultation that might be right for you. Would that work for you? Yeah, maybe actually that might be okay for me. Everyone freaks out when I say free telephone consultation. We never end up in a free telephone. I advertise it. It always ends up straight into the exam. I'll show you now. So like, here's the key. The customer's the hero, we are just the guide. We fall way too in love with how we want them to do business with us when, I don't know, any one of these was better for them. It's like, oh, well, actually for this guy, like, I wanted the free download, but I didn't want the free report. The same thing, one's called download, one's report. I wanted the free book, but I didn't want the free offer, but the free offer was right for me. Or this one's like, actually, you know, for whatever reason, Joe Bloggs loves the idea of the free telephone consultation, like, or the cost inquiry. By the way, if you've got prices on your website, take them off immediately, because I want people to ask for the price. So I'll show you my stats. It's crazy how many. Do you know how many people fill in a form online asking for the price, and they've got their details. So now I can follow up them. For some people, health talk is better. So you're gonna. It's just this web of stuff. It's like, okay, cool. Like if free telephone consultation is not right for you right now, would you like to come in for a report? I mean, for a free discovery session. Discovery session, free consultation, the same thing. So it's just creating lots of bridges. So their journey, so we fall way too in love with the way we want them to do it, and then we feel like we have to sell hard because we know if we don't get them at the screening and they don't give us their details, like we're screwed because like that's the only touch we have. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So online quizzes, by the way, please write this down, leadquiz.com. Killer quizzes. A show of hands, how many of you have filled in any type of quiz online before? Like one of those, like, which celebrity you most like? Or whatever. People like love fucking quizzes. It's nuts. You know, like everyone fills out quizzes. Like your back pain severity questionnaire online. Like how severe is your sciatica? Fill out this 5 questions questionnaire to find out if indeed it's worse than you thought. They're gonna fill out the questionnaire if they got sciatica. But it's interesting, I'll show you the results. Quizzes, if they fill out the quiz, now the more hoops you can get someone to jump through before you do business with them, the higher the quality of the lead. If they fill out the quiz, 80 to 90% conversion I've never seen anything like it, into a exam. So we follow up with the telephone. So I'll show you now. Okay, so this is a lead off my website. So have a look. My website's been a bit updated. I'm gonna go live and show you now. So if you look, like this is basic stuff. So let me see if I can do this for you guys now. Just a quick note on websites. So let's see if I can do this for you. Let's close that. Okay, so where are we? We've got, here we go, website. So this has been a bit updated, but I want you to see how many opportunities there is for people to do business with me. So we have a call to action, book appointment now. Okay, now some of you can integrate this straight into your business, straight into your things. Then this falls, we've got a new patient, a 50% offer. There's no prices on the website, so what's 50%? It could be anything. But I'll show you how many people fill that out. It's nuts. Then as you go down, check, so we got like social proof. Celebrities matter, he's huge, he's a celebrity chef, massive, best-selling book in the UK, he's one of our clients, they both go to the same practice, actually, they both see my brother. Watch this, follows me, free telephone consultation, cost inquiry, free telephone consultation, cost inquiry. The free telephone consultation, I can't tell you how many people fill that in, and I don't think we've had a free actual telephone consultation in years. But what happens is when they fill in the free telephone consultation, they get the phone call, and they go like, hey, I saw you fill out the free telephone consultation, Shane, what's going on? Oh, well, did you know we've got a 50% offer off or whatever? That might be better for you, or discovery in the practice. Like, do you just want to do that? Yeah, I want to do that. See, for them, it was risk. The risk, there was less risk to do the telephone, free telephone consultation. You guys get it?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it never ends up in the free telephone consultation. It's just the call. It's just like, that was their bridge. Cost inquiry. Like, do you know how many people fill out that little thing for cost inquiry? I can't even believe it. Like myself, you know? New patient, that goes all these stuff, health checker. But like, you know how many people fill this stuff out? It looks like oh, it's not such a big deal. So headaches and migraines, back pain, pregnant problems, like, oh, you don't want any of our stuff? Grab one of those. Fill out the details. Every day. If someone downloads your 9 quick and easy ways to end, that needs to be bigger, actually. But 9 quick and easy ways to end back pain and stiffness. If they download that, do you think they might be a viable customer?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to talk to that guy or girl. Okay? And then we go down social proof, loads of testimonials. We've got so many testimonials, etc. So just on one side, on one page, and your webmaster is going to argue with you about this. They're going to say it looks ugly and all things like that. You're like, so now it's a Saturday now. And in the UK, it's very late at night. So it's like, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But there would also be a live chat on here during working hours, okay? So we have a live chat, a real person. That's also another lead capture, okay? So I'd put live chat in every one of your websites ASAP. ASAP. You'll get so many customers from that thing. And here's the key. You want to tell the person who's there, you can have a bot and things, but whoever's doing live, you want them, all that matters in a live chat is conversation. Keep the conversation going. Keep the conversation going.
Where's your live chat button on there?
No, we don't have one now because no one manning it.
Okay.
So you can turn it off in your office. So even office, you just turn it off when you're in our lives. We should have one that comes up and pretends to be a live person and then says, hey, just fill in your email and stuff and we'll get back to you. We should have that. So book now. So all these, so look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That also needs to be slightly different. 5. All of these have got opt-ins. 6, 7, 8. 8 options on the home page to fill in your details. 8 options just on the whole home page to fill in your details, right? Now, what happens? I don't know if it's going to do it now, but let's hope. Okay, we don't have exit. Now, so our website's just gone through a revamp. Okay, but our exit pop, so let's show you this now again. So our exit, so that's very similar, but you see it's been for a bit of a revamp. So when they click delete, this should pop up, as it's done for a long time. This is an exit pop. Now, you know, it's like just before you leave the website, I hope you can copy that wording. We're sorry to see you go. However, we do hope that you managed to find everything that you needed. As a bonus, in case you needed a little information, we have 3 great reports to offer. Every day, people fill that out. Then if they come to the website, leave, don't fill in any information. There's a little pixel, a little cookie tracks them. And if they come back and they're a repeat visitor, when they try leave, they get a different message. We noticed that you visited our site before, and we hope that you got what you're looking for. But if not, maybe you'd like to come in for a free discovery session. Like they didn't want maybe the report wasn't right for them, free telephone conversation wasn't right for them, 50% off of them. What about a free discovery session? What's a discovery session?
They came back, they're looking for something.
But they just didn't find the bridge that was appropriate for them. So now it's like, oh, it's a discovery session. What the hell is a discovery session? It's a new patient exam, or you make someone else do the discovery session, it's a telephone, you call them and say, actually, I know you wanted the discovery session, but actually I think like after reviewing your stuff, maybe you should go straight to exam. So this was a 6-month period, not the last 6 months.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Who actually hosts or handles your website?
It's a private company.
It's what now?
A private company. They're not perfect patients or anything.
It costs to make it for you. Okay.
And then I worked with them to do it and that. Fought tooth and nail for some of these things. They're like, oh, people don't like exit pops. I'm like, I don't care. They fill it out every day. They're like, oh, it looks ugly. I'm like, I don't care. They fill it. Why are they filling it out then? Like all the time. Like, so you must understand, here's your thing. smokes and mirrors. All those people that tell you know what they're doing, they don't know shit. Honestly, they don't know shit. Like, I'm not, like, you know, this is why you have to take it upon yourself to learn the strategies and then help them. I can't tell you, I fought with them. I'm like, all I know is that I should have loads of opportunities for them, so just do that. And let's test. I'm happy to be wrong, by the way. Totally happy to be wrong. So, chat. 155 people filled out the chat. 155 leads from chat. Return pop. This is mean the free discovery one I showed you. 40 people filled that out in 6 months. 40, all good at that, right? By the way, you did nothing extra. Exit pop. For those reports, that little thing that it was like, oh, it's ugly and it irritates people. Well, 47 people filled it in. Headaches report on its own, 33 people. Back pain report, 51 people. Neck pain report, 8 people. Free telephone consult, 52 people filled that freaking little weird telephone box in. Like, here's the thing, I would never fill that in. But like, we are not the customer. Screening corporate applications. So at the top of the page, there was like, there was an opportunity for you if you want, hey, they're actually applying for us to come into their business for a lunch and learn. I'm like, yay, that's awesome, you know. Now, this is that's a bit deceiving because often what we find with the contact us tab, it's existing clients also fill it in. So I don't know how many of those were actual potentials, but definitely a lot. Look at this, cost inquiry. 200 people filled out the cost inquiry tab. I don't even believe it. I'm like, why? I've never cost inquiry. So if someone's interested in finding out the cost, do you think that they may be interested in your service?
Right.
Yeah. So you want their details. You guys can tell I get super excited with this stuff. Like this stuff, like I'm a geek for this stuff. I'm like, this is so cool. You just put a thing on your website, say cost inquiry, and people fill it in. Like, amazing, right? 50% offer. 248 people filled out that two in 6 months. 248. Now that is across 8 sites, but if you divide that by 8, you'll be happy with that too. You know? So these are our stats across our 8. We've got one site. Pretty cool, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So here's the trick with the report. So 1,360 new patient opportunities. I showed you it live. That's what they fill in. There's automated email. Thank you very much for downloading my free report. Click here to download it. You are now one step closer to better health. If you have any questions, please phone. Now what do? They downloaded the information. They have to fill in their email. They have to fill in their number to get it. Okay? Opt-in rate will go down if you have a telephone number, but you want their telephone number. Like, you're not prepared to give your telephone number, dude.
Is your Infusionsoft integrated into your website?
Yes.
Okay, that's what this is, the reports.
So this sends then the report. Here's the trick for report. It mustn't take you longer than 30 minutes to write, and it mustn't take longer than 10 minutes to read.
Okay.
You guys have all seen the show, fifth grader. It's gotta be the information you tell your auntie on the phone when she phones you and says, I love my back sore. The stuff you'd say to her on the phone, well, not even you actually, and not even a chiropractor, it's like what someone at the front desk would say to someone on your auntie on the phone. Hey, great, like, why don't you put your legs up and bed rest, but not too much bed rest, and like cold of this, hot pack of this, if you believe in heat or cold, or the opposite. Don't put either of those things on, let the body do its thing. Don't take anti-inflammatories, or do claim for whatever you believe, but for us, don't take anti-inflammatories. We want the body to do its natural thing, we want to heal the area. That's your report. It's like what you would tell someone on the phone, you're onto your aunt's information. So you see how important it is. How many think people actually read the report? I'd love to know. I'm guessing very few. But I've got the information. Now what do I do? Got the information, they've opted in, what do I do now? I've got the telephone number. Call that sucker. And here's the line that's gonna save your butt. Telemarketing is the most underused thing in all of our businesses. But telemarketing always works better as a secondary touch after someone has done something with you. So the line is, hey, I am calling you to see if you received the
information
safely.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, I'm just giving you a call. Direct marketing campaign. That brochure, at some point, I will post that thing to freaking 40,000 chiropractors. At some point. Super expensive. Super, super expensive. It'll probably cost me 50 grand to do that if I do it, but I'll do it in batches if I want to do direct mail. But the telephone call after they get it is the thing. Hey, I just want to see if you got my free book in the post. Yeah, awesome, thanks. And in this case, so I see you down the chain. You downloaded the back pain report. What's the same? What's going on? Oh, I've just had the, now we're in business. Mm-hmm. Now we're chatting. Mm-hmm. Chatty catty. You want to come out like, oh man, shame. Or like how long has it been there for? And oh, it's been on this, and it's not so big deal, shame. And like, you know, what happened? And what made you come to our website? Had you heard us before? Blah, blah, blah. Chatty catty. So we are way too functional on the phone. And the statistic for telemarketing companies is there's only one correlation. The longer they keep you on the phone, the higher the conversion. The longer they keep you in the chat, it's the only correlation. So then what happens is when we're a busy office, we just want to get them off the phone. We've got people in front of us, you know what I mean? Someone inquiry, so then like whenever, you want to get them off the phone. But telemarketing, the longer you keep them on the phone, the higher the percentage. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.